We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor highlights some upcoming environmental events.
Have you ever enjoyed a walk at Heritage Park in Champaign? Do you value the natural areas at Meadowbrook Park in Urbana? If so, you might be interested to know of an upcoming opportunity to deepen your connection to such places. It's an event called National Public Lands Day, which is intended to help people learn about environmental and natural resources issues and to provide volunteers with opportunities to improve public lands for outdoor recreation. National Public Lands Day takes place a week from Saturday on September 24th. It's being promoted locally by the East Central Illinois Master Naturalist Program in cooperation with the agencies that manage participating sites. The National Public Lands Day event at Meadowbrook Park is designed with families in mind. It begins with a program of hands-on work from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Taking advantage of the season, Urbana Park District personnel will lead some volunteers in an expedition to collect seeds from native plants in the Meadowbrook Prairie Restoration. These seeds will be used to establish prairie at other sites next year. Other participants will remove invasive plants, improve trails, and pick up litter. After the work wraps up, Park District educators will conduct a free program that includes a guided hike with activities about invasive species and how to take care of parks. Children under 16 who are accompanied by an adult are welcome to participate in both the work and the educational program at Meadowbrook. The National Public Lands Day event at Heritage Park in Champaign is geared more for adult volunteers. Participants there will cooperate with Park District workers to remove invasive plants and do general cleanup from 8:30 a.m. till 11:30 a.m. Other events associated with National Public Lands Day will take place at a number of sites around Champaign-Urbana, including the Pollinatarium on the U of I campus and the Illinois Demonstration Prairie on Country Fair Drive near I-72 in Champaign. You can gear up for National Public Lands Day with two special event film screenings next week. On the evening of Tuesday, September 20th, the Art Theater in Champaign will host a screening of a documentary called Bag It, sponsored by Champaign Surplus, the Common Ground Food Co-op, and Prairie Rivers Network. According to promotional materials, the film started as a documentary about plastic bags and evolved into a wholesale investigation into plastics and their effect on our waterways, oceans, and even our bodies. A panel discussion following the screening will focus on how personal choices and social policy could reduce some of the negative impacts of plastics. On the evening of Thursday, September 22nd, the Champaign County Forest Preserve District and the Forest Preserve Friends Foundation will present the film Green Fire, Aldo Leopold and a Land Ethic for Our Time at the Virginia Theater. This film is the first documentary to treat the life and thought of Aldo Leopold, the legendary conservationist whose vision continues to inspire the modern environmental movement. After the film, U of I law professor Eric Freifogel will host a discussion about the conservation ethic Leopold articulated and the impact it has had locally. Further details about all of the events mentioned in today's segment are available through a link at the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois School of Architecture.